Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. M.R. Number 1187. The Power of Angels. Cooperate with Christ in doing His work. Written July 3, 1900, from Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, to Irwin. I send you copy of a letter written to Dr. Kellogg. I'm at a loss to know how the doctor can think that he is responding to the last charge of Christ in his great enterprise in Chicago. The 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. Here is a specified work given to the disciples to do. All power, in the sense of authority, is given unto me, as mediator between God and man, Christ said. Go, teach, bring into discipleship all nations. Give them the knowledge of the truth of my gospel, which is founded on truth. Lead them to understand that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are heaven's loving, powerful agencies for the accomplishment of the work of representing God in the world. Lo, I am with you in this work, to guide, comfort, sanctify, and sustain you, to make you successful in awakening the attention of men, convincing them of sin, the transgression of my law, and turning their transgression to obedience, leading them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan, which has been holding them in the bondage of sin, to the righteousness of God. I will be with you and all who succeed you till the end of time in the work of preaching the gospel. The angels of God, who excel in wisdom and strength and in all efficiency, whether for judgment or mercy, fulfill their mission in the world. They are sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. Those who are walking in the light of God's commandments are very precious in His sight. He says, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. In the last days, Satan will use all his powers against God's people, to afflict, to distress, to discourage them, to cause them all the trouble he possibly can. Those who know the truth and yet unite with him in this work have lost their spiritual anointing. They are blinded by the sophistry of the enemy and cannot see afar off. They have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. A single angel appeared to the Roman guard on his mission from the heavenly courts, and lo, they lay as dead men. What made the Roman soldiers quake and tremble and fall as dead men to the ground? The power of God. In the protection of his people, God has caused his army so to deal with human powers that 185,000 men were slain in one night. The 37th chapter of Isaiah contains instruction of the highest value. Read the prayer that Hezekiah offered to the Lord. He received a threatening letter from the king of Assyria, which contained these words. Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Verses 10-11. Hezekiah took the letter, and went up to the house of God, and spread it before the Lord, saying, Now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Verse 20. And God said concerning the king of Assyria, He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city, to save it for mine own sake, for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went forth, and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Verses 33-36. Age, position, or influence cannot save one of us from sudden sickness and calamity if the Lord says, It is done. Therefore, let not those who have had the light of truth be presumptuous. In the midst of cherished enterprises, the Lord may speak, and it will be done. It is the wisdom of minister and people to hold themselves always in a spiritual preparation for anything that may occur. Let all follow the example of Hezekiah. Let us pour out the soul in humiliation and fasting and prayer.
Let me warn all men who have stood and those who still stand in the light of truth, to search and understand the Scriptures, lest the mind shall become perverted and the spiritual perception clouded by their own inventions. Let them fear lest they go on a warfare at their own charges and become a means of tempting others, tearing down that which they once built up in order to complete their tower, which they are determined shall be built. The Lord has given abundant evidence of the truthfulness of his promises and threatenings. His people may trust his word.
Will they then, in the face of light and evidence, follow a course of their own choosing, independent of God's ordained agencies? Even good men need to be guarded on every hand, lest they shall become so elated over the blessings God has given them that the applause and praise from worldlings shall be as a stimulus for them to display their great wisdom and acquisitions.
The Lord sees, the Lord knows. He will certainly humble all such aspirations, for he hates pride and selfishness and covetousness. The more prosperous the work may be in itself, the less appropriate is it for men to exalt themselves as though they were the ones who should be lifted up. Our trust must be in God. He has entrusted men with abilities and capabilities that they may act a prominent part in his work. Let them take heed how they shall exalt themselves. He who has given them talents that they may execute his will, that they may sustain his work and carry out his purposes by working above everything savoring of injustice and oppression, will be with them just as long as they yoke up with Christ, learning of him his meekness and lowliness. But when a man takes himself and his associates into his own hands, he has departed from the way of the Lord. The Lord will let those who depart from righteous principles to bring in principles which he will not tolerate feel his displeasure. I address you and Elder Haskell in the name of the Lord. Make earnest petitions to God. Do your duty intelligently, humbly, decidedly, and undividedly. The set time to favor Zion will soon come. God has provided men and means whereby his work shall be accomplished. He will not leave his people to shame, but will accomplish his work. His work will move just as he has ordained it to move. Our covenant with Christ unites with the majesty of an omnipotent king, the gentleness and tenderness of a caretaking shepherd. Please read the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. God desires men to understand the claims he has upon them.
He will judge any man who shall interpose between his fellow men and their God to lead them into paths not cast up for the ransomed. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Acts 15, verse 18. He has ordained that his work shall be presented before the world in distinct, holy, sacred lines. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, but by the gentleness of the inspiration of his word, by the operation of his spirit in the soul. His work in many places of the world would now be much farther advanced had not man interposed between the people and God to do a work God has not appointed. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 1, 1986. Entire manuscript.